Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 33, Bastard China. All right, that title might need some explanation. Perhaps a little context is in order. But first, it's ironic how many American foods are named after other countries. French toast, English muffins, German chocolate, Spanish rice, Irish stew, Mexican food, Chinese food, Italian food. Yet most nationals of those countries often have no idea what these strange American foods are. Another curious naming phenomenon exists in pottery. We call many of the things we make either by their form, a plate, bowl, cup, or by their use, a colander, teapot, luminary. Likewise, some of our most common glazes carry names of faraway people and places. Rockingham, Bristol, Albany in the 18th and 19th centuries, and Temuco, Celadon, Chino, Oribe, etc. today. Then there's tin-saturated white glazed earthenware with overglaze painted decoration. Italians called it Maiolica, after the Spanish island of Majorca, through which 14th century Italy imported Hispano-Morosque pottery and Iberian potters. The French called it faience, after Faenza, Italy, from which 15th and 16th century France imported much Maiolica and Italian potters. Skipping Holland for the moment, where 15th to 16th century faience and Maiolica traveled next, along with French and Italian potters, the English called it Delftware, after the eponymous Dutch town, and still more 16th and 17th century immigrant Dutch potters. So, what did Dutch potters call this ware? Trade with China, via the Dutch East India Company, was hitting its stride just when Delft, Holland, became a major pottery center. Keeping in mind Holland's fabled marketing sensibilities, the Dutch called the tin-glazed earthenware Maiolica that they had learned from Italian and French faience potters, after their Hispano-Morosque prototypes, porcelain, of course. Customers seeking the cultural trappings associated with then-still relatively rare, high-fired, translucent Chinese export porcelain, the real stuff, but who couldn't or wouldn't pay its high price, soon learned the difference. Early Dutch porcelain certainly was cheap. It also had a tendency to crack from thermal shock when contacted with boiling hot water for tea. And why own porcelain if not for drinking tea? So, another name for this peculiar Dutch porcelain soon became common. Bastard China. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that somewhat grammatically awkward proverb attributed to somebody in Italy all those years ago. The best is not too good for you.